You know, if you remember last week, I spoke about the need of perseverance in repentance of sins. And I spoke especially about those people who will say something like, you know, I can't go back to church. You don't know what I've done. I've done too many bad sins to go back there. I can't go back. And whenever I hear someone say something like this, I generally feel a sense of great sorrow and also a sense of concern for them, because they have separated themselves by God from sin. But not only have they separated themselves from God by sin, but then they refuse to come back to God, refuse to come back to Him and receive His forgiveness, ask for forgiveness for their sins and to receive that forgiveness. It seems like it's a misunderstanding of what do we mean when we say that God is infinitely just, but also infinitely merciful. You know, it's as if they think that God has a limit on His forgiveness. You know, God will only forgive, let's say, 100 sins. And if you commit sin number 101, forget it. All bets are off and He won't forgive them. Of course, that's not the case. You know, God is infinitely just. We truly do believe this. And what we mean by this is God will allow us to refuse Him. And He will allow us to accept the consequences that are due because of sin. He will allow us to do this. He will not unjustly force Himself on us. But He has given us the free will, the free choice to accept or reject Him. And in justice, He will honor whatever we choose. But as we see in the parable today, the beautiful and powerful parable of the prodigal son, God is also infinitely merciful. And this parable shows us that divine mercy that He wants to offer us. You see, God wants us to come to Him. He doesn't want us to remain separated from Him in sin. But He offers to us His forgiveness and His mercy freely. He doesn't want us to suffer the consequences from sin. This is what St. Paul meant in the second reading when he said, He made our Lord to be sin who did not know sin, so that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. Sin separates us from God. When we choose to sin, we choose to put a barrier between us and God. It's a choice against God. Look at the separation between the Son and the Father in the parable today. Who chose that separation? Who chose that barrier? The Son did. By the Son's choice, He put a barrier between Him and God, Him and the Father. He wanted to receive the inheritance from the Father before the Father was even dead. What does that say? The Son wants nothing to do with Him. In fact, it says that the Son wishes that His Father was already dead. He wants a complete separation from Him. He just wants the money. He doesn't even want the land. He just wants the money that He can go and spend. The Father, however, even when the Son put this separation between them, did not give up on the Son. He forgave the Son. He was willing to reconcile with the Son. He wanted the Son to return. He truly wanted to be back in relationship with His Son. And of course, the Son does choose to return eventually. Maybe not the ideal circumstances, but He still chooses to return. He repented from His separation and alienation from His Father. And the Father accepted Him back. Not as a servant, the way the Son wanted the Father to accept Him back, but as He embraced Him and welcomed Him as the Son that He was. This is the sign of God wanting us to return to Him. God, in His infinite mercy, wants us to repent from our sins. He wants us to return to Him. His arms are open, waiting for us to come back to Him, to ask Him for forgiveness for our sins, for that separation, and to accept that mercy and love from God that He wants to bestow upon us. But there is a limit, and we need to be careful. We need to watch for this. The Scripture tells us in the Gospel of Mark that there is one sin. that God will not forgive, that cannot be forgiven, is a better way to put that. That cannot be forgiven. And this from our Lord. He says that the sin that God, or that cannot be forgiven, is the sin against the Holy Spirit. Now, the church hasn't definitively come out and said, this is what that means. So there's been a lot of debate. You look through the history of Christianity, there's been a lot of debate of what that sin is. But I think I'm in good company with the doctors and fathers of the church when I say that my opinion is that sin is a final resolve not to repent. It's a complete and total rejection of God throughout our lives. It's a refusal to return to Him, a refusal to turn back to God and ask for forgiveness. And that even if we at any moment in our life refuse to turn back to Him, that can be forgiven if we do turn back. But if we die, if we allow ourselves, our lives to end without returning to God, that is this sin that cannot be forgiven. This is why I have the sorrow and concern for those who say that they have sinned too badly to return to church. They don't realize that the thing that is keeping them from God is not God. It's themselves. If they just come back to Him, come to this beautiful sacrament of confession, and ask for that forgiveness, that God will in His mercy and love bestow that upon him in great measure. So I encourage you today to reflect on this parable, to look at this parable. And if you know someone who has said that they can't come back to church because they have done too many sins or they've sinned too badly, show them this parable. Encourage them to receive God's mercy. Tell them that God wants them to come back to Him. Help them understand that there is no sin while we are still alive that God will not forgive. But I also encourage those of you who have not received confession in a long time to take advantage of this sacrament. This week we have the penance service on Wednesday. Please come and take advantage of that. There's also the schedule of confession times in the bulletin. If you can't make the penance service, then pick one of those confession times and come and receive this beautiful, powerful sacrament of God's mercy and love. Because God is waiting for us to return to Him when we fall into sin. He wants us to come back to Him, so that He can say to us, as the Father said to His Son in the parable, "You were dead and have come to life again. You were lost and have been found."